Okay, we discussed short-term investments in the presentation, and we said most of us are going to be investing in CDs or money markets, maybe a savings account. But once you get into the big leagues, what do you invest in? Well, usually treasury bills. Yeah, well, we can invest in treasury bills for $1,000. And at treasurydirect.gov, we can get the same price as the folks with millions of dollars to invest. Very cool, treasurydirect.gov, and that's part of your assignment. But corporate paper and banker's acceptance notes are typically what the money markets and the pension funds and very wealthy investors invest in. So let's take a look at some of these. And here are just a few. A Bank of Nova Scotia corporate paper, and the Electricité de France, and Fannie Mae, the big mortgage company, and Federal Home Loan Bank. And notice that this entity has purchased several, so they have different maturing dates and different interest rates, different rates of return. Now, this is from a mutual fund, and the mutual fund was had its end of year reporting on September 30th, 2014. So we're looking at a snapshot a few months ago. And we see that most of these corporate paper examples, some of them have already matured. And most of them are maturing between October of 2014 and all the way up into July 2015. But that's what we expect. They are short-term securities. And notice that this is the redemption value, but as of the date, September 30th, 2014, they were only worth $111,061. We actually have to add three zeros at the end. So you see, you buy them at a discount, and they increase as you get closer and closer to the date of redemption, and then they're worth their full value. So we see that the cost to this entity was $2,189,682,000 for the total of their short-term securities. But today, they're worth $2,189,952,000. They are increasing in value as the date of maturity comes closer and closer. Make sense? These are examples. Now, what did we say was the minimum denomination in most corporate paper? $100,000. So our most corporate paper entities, securities bought by individual investors like you and me, the little folks, no. And notice these rates of return are very, very low. Right now, the short-term securities are paying almost nothing. Now, it's better than most savings accounts, but not much. And what's this 8.54%? Well, ignore that, because what that's telling you is that of the total portfolio of this particular mutual fund, they had 8.5% of their portfolio in short-term securities. So a mutual fund, kind of like a person, needs to have some flush cash for redemptions and purchases. And it is typical for it to be anywhere from 5 to 10%, sometimes less. That's one of the criticisms and also one of the opportunities of mutual funds that are actively managed. We'll discuss this more in Chapter 4. An actively managed mutual fund can hold cash, whereas index funds are required to hold a tiny bit of money as cash. They have to be fully invested almost all the time. Whereas a mutual fund that's actively managed might say, you know what, we think prices are a little high, we can't really find good values, we'll hold 8 or 10 or 15% cash. it can come back to bite you if the market does very well. Yeah, right, because you're sitting in cash and everybody else is zooming along. But, of course, when the market does poorly and it turns out that you were correct and things were too overpriced and you just couldn't find good value, then you're rewarded. Okay? Any questions, please contact me. Now, I'm going to throw in this little guy right here because I just thought it was funny. My wife got this in the mail because her credit is better than mine because I play games with credit cards that I don't want you to do, but I've done it for years and gotten away with it. So her credit is better than mine. And what we noticed is that she got this American Express solicitation, and I added the red part, offering her a high yield savings account of 0.9%. And I just thought that, oh, this is ridiculous. Yeah, sure, 0.9% is 9 times greater than 0.1%, which is what some banks and credit unions are offering, and some are offering 0.01%, so this is 90 times greater than that. But everything is relative, and 0.9 and 0.1, it ain't a whole lot of difference, folks, in the grand scheme of things. So I just thought you might enjoy that chuckle. Okay, so any questions about short-term investments, please contact me or use one of the discussion forums, because even though we prudent long-term investors don't really have much of use for short-term investments in the long term, they are important for our short-term needs, because the stock market can lose 20% in one day. It's done it in the past, it'll do it in the future, and you don't want to be sitting there and have lost, you know, $2,000 out of your $10,000 that you were going to use for the down payment on that car or a condo or just to do your school work, get your federal aid or whatever. Okay, take care. Bye.